Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Please enslave the government. Mr. Speaker,
Animal noises from the New Zealand House of Representatives as Finance Minister Bill English answers a government question about the challenges he faced in putting together the budget he'll deliver on Thursday.
We will take responsible steps to ensure that large-scale programs such as KiwiSaver, Working for Families and Student Loans are better targeted, deliver better value for taxpayers, and have growth that is controlled. The government will also seek a greater level of savings from the public sector to help fund improvements to critical frontline services. Some of these changes will be legislated for immediately after the budget, but none will take effect before the election.
The budget in a nutshell, and a heads up on a burst of urgency at the end of the week. And from a nutshell to a snapshot in the Prime Minister's answer to a question from his former ACT Party Minister, John Boscawen.
New Zealanders are now poorer than they were in 2004 under Helen Clark. What is the government doing to reverse this?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, that's a snapshot in time. And what I'd say is it's dependent on a number of factors. I mean, GDP per capita looks at the number of people in the country. There's been a substantial increase in the number of people living in New Zealand. Everyone acknowledges that in certain areas there haven't been as big amounts of overtime and the likes. And I would add, these weren't the questions the member was asking when he was a minister a month ago.
Order. Order. I've called. Order.
And Mr. Key said it'll be voters who have the final word on the budget in the November general election.
Mr. Speaker, governments change their position. Good governments in transparent times take it to the people.
Order. I thought it was a budget on Thursday, Mr. Order. Speaker, not Order. A manifesto.
Order. Mr. Gough followed that up with another question.
Mr. Order. Speaker, to the Prime Minister, having now reversed the first reversal that he made to the level of contribution into KiwiSaver just 2 years ago, does he understand that changing the rules every time the government wants to cut spending simply erodes trust and confidence in KiwiSaver?
Right,
Mr. Speaker, the number one way to gain trust is to have a series of policies, go out to the public and campaign on them. And you can't start claiming this government doesn't do that because we've kept our word, and where we want to have a new prescription for the economy, we'll be campaigning on it. The trouble for Labor is they've got nothing to campaign on. We don't know what their policies are. All we know is the bus is gone.
Order. And the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, cracked down on opposition attempts to use points of order to challenge the accuracy of statements made in ministers' answers.
What might have been practice in the past is certainly not practice today. Question time is not about a member making a statement and a minister making their statement in reply and then members seeking leave to table documents to see, especially documents from newspapers, to try and prove whose point was the more correct. That's not what question time's about. And we're not going to revert back to that kind of nonsense. And I warn members, I have not to be trifled with any further on this matter, or some members will be leaving the House.
It didn't come to that, and question time ended with debate on three bills dealing with treaty settlements between the Crown and iwi. They were taken together for their first reading as cognate bills, the term used for legislation with related subject matter. Also today, a report from the government-appointed Security Intelligence Committee on a bill giving the country's spy service, the SIS, the power to get a warrant and get into your computer. Details from Rhys Lyon.
The bill updates the New Zealand Security Intelligence Act and would allow the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service, the SIS, to use modern technology. It gives the country's spy service the power to use electronic tracking devices and allow access to personal computers to get email addresses, phone numbers and internet accounts. Among the 23 submissions to the Intelligence and Security Committee, whose membership is confined to party leaders chaired by the Prime Minister, was one from the Human Rights Commission. The committee agreed that the bill should have a reference to human rights, but just as a guide to the SIS when undertaking operations. Another amendment proposes a safeguard against mistaken identities becoming the subject of surveillance. The committee's report comes with a minority review from the Greens, who believe the SIS operates without adequate oversight or accountability and the bill should not proceed.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.